Stakeholders at the consultation on the Ghana Shared Growth and Development Agenda have called on government to ensure that policies are directed at the transformation of the private sector. This is to improve productivity and competitiveness, both domestically and globally. The Director General of the National Development Planning Commission, Dr. Regina Edukum, said efforts at improving the competitiveness of the country's private sector appear to have recorded limited results over the past few years. Naomi Kome and Fortune McCarthy's report.
Government has been implementing the Ghana Shared Growth and Development Agenda, GSGDA, as its medium-term national development policy framework since 2010. It formed the basis for the preparation of medium-term development plans as well as the annual budgets at the national sector and district levels throughout the country. Dr. Edukum said it is government's belief that policies and programs emanating from the GSGDA 2014 will lay the foundation to move Ghanaians closer to the long-term aspirations of a just, free and prosperous society.
Also saying that the private sector is critical and that for them to function effectively, we need a stable macroeconomic environment. So far, we've just done the overview, the macroeconomic framework and the private sector. And what is coming out is first, the issue from their perspective is that the macroeconomic framework is critical to the success of any of our interventions. Therefore, we need to strategize and prioritize it and take it seriously. They are also talking about the cyclical nature of our fiscal deficit. And they are proposing a law that will sort of make it mandatory for successive governments to ensure fiscal responsibility.
Dr. Edukum touched on how far the 2010-2013 GSGDA has fared and the challenges it is encountering.
For the macroeconomic stability, we were doing very well through 2012, and then 2013 we started having challenges. As we have said, you know, the fiscal slippages, you know, the revenue and the expenditures don't balance, and then the balance of payments, our exports and our imports, we seem to import more than we export. So that is an issue. And we have identified certain areas of our economy that we think as a nation we have the capacity to manufacture commodities that we can either use locally or even export so that we can minimize our exports.
Dr. Edukum hopes the consultative meeting will come out with good suggestions for the benefit of the country.
We have planned a 3-week program of consultations, and based on what the people say, we will finalize the document and hope that because they have made inputs into it, they will also support its implementation.
That was the Director General of the National Development Planning Commission, Dr. Regina Edukum, ending the reports by Naomi Kome and Fortune McCarthy.